This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
You're on Joy 94.9. 9 minutes to 11, Adam Barillet with you here. If you're a common listener or a regular listener even to the Thursday morning show, you'll know one thing I'm passionate about is giving a voice to those who can't speak. That's right, the animals. And we've been talking to different people about different animals that are endangered around the world over the last couple of weeks. We spoke about frogs, we've spoken about spiders, and we've decided to go, we've upgraded. We've gone to a larger animal now. Joining me on the line is Fleur Butcher. She's the senior keeper of orangutans at the Melbourne Zoo. Thank you very much for joining me today, Fleur.
Thank you for having me.
Now, tell us a little bit about orangutans.
Orangutans are an amazing species. They're found throughout Indonesia. There are two species of orangutan, the Bornean and the Sumatran. As you said, you're talking about endangered species, and the Sumatran orangutan is a critically endangered species. There were some recent findings published in July of this year, which put the population figures of the Sumatran orangutan at 6,600 individuals in 2004.
Wow.
So you can imagine how dramatically those population numbers have declined since then.
For sure. Now, you say there's two different types of species, the Sumatran and the...
Bornean.
The Bornean, yeah. How do they vary? What's the differences between them?
There's actually quite a few visual differences between the two species. The most obvious is the colour difference. The Sumatran species is a lot more orange in colour, and the Bornean species ranges from an orange colour almost to a chocolate brown.
Okay, so there's a bit more variation in the coats of their...
Yeah.
Of them. Okay. Now, one thing I've noticed when I've gone to different zoos and listening to, I guess, the public looking at the animals, they're normally kept by themselves and they're like, oh, they look lonely. But that's actually how they like to exist in the wild. Is that right?
That's right. They're called a solitary species in the wild. A male orangutan will only come together with a female for breeding. And a female orangutan spends most of her life just with her offspring.
So they... You never have two females or two males actually hanging out together at all?
It does happen. If there's a fruiting tree with abundant fruit, then they will hang out together in the same trees.
But then they'd be more likely to go their separate ways if that wasn't the case.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And now, the zoo's doing lots of different exciting things to help with the dwindling populations. I believe you've got two zookeepers from Borneo over here at the moment.
We do. We've got two keepers from a place called Narumenteng. Their names are Leo and Nubri.
Uh-huh.
Narumenteng is an orangutan reintroduction centre, which is located just 29 kilometres out of Palangkaraya, the capital of central Kalimantan. And the centre's had to be set up to deal with the numbers of orangutans that are being displaced from habitat destruction.
Okay, and why is their habitat being destructed, damaged or taken away there?
Forest clearing is going on at an alarming rate, especially throughout Borneo. And the thing that's fueling that at the moment is the palm oil industry.
Got you. Okay. Now, I know obviously zoos these days are breeding to try and get animals back in the wild. How successfully do orangutans actually, if they've been bred in captivity, go back to the wild?
Well, one zoo's actually done it. Perth Zoo has released a female orangutan, Tamara, back into Sumatra, and she's doing really well. But at the moment, the biggest challenge facing all these centres over there is trying to find habitat to return these rescued orangutans. Narumenteng has 600 orangutans at their centre at the moment.
Wow.
That's a lot of orangutans.
Yeah, for sure. So what are these two zookeepers actually learning from? They're at Melbourne Zoo, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We're doing a bit of a skill exchange. I've just returned from working over there for a month with the guys in Indonesia. And now they're here working with the orang section and also with some of the other sections throughout the zoo. They're here as part of, they're brought over by Borneo Orangutan Survival Australia as part of their Welding for Welfare program. So they've funded bringing these guys out to Australia so they can learn some more husbandry skills working with the staff at Melbourne Zoo.
Okay, got you. How did you find your time over in Borneo? Did you find it frustrating watching their habitats being depleted so rapidly?
It's really depressing. You can drive for 6 to 8 hours straight and you're just going through palm oil plantations.
Wow, and knowing that was once where orangutans could happily live.
Yeah.
Now, talking about habitat destruction, you also have another project that you support at the zoo, which is in Sumatra.
Yeah, that's right. We support Fauna and Flora International and their Tangahan project. It's an amazing project, and they utilise elephants and the elephants' mahouts to protect the forest. So they do patrols on elephant back, and they keep the loggers out of this area of forest that they're protecting. There's actually wild orangutans in that forest.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, we've had a question come in from one of our listeners, Liana. She wants to know, is there anything that the general public or like someone like herself could do to actually physically get in there and help the orangutans without having any qualifications?
Definitely. Everybody has skills that can be utilised. The biggest thing at the moment is to get the messages out there. A lot of people don't realise that orangutans are going to become extinct in my lifetime. So doing awareness locally is a really big part of preserving this species. There's lots of fantastic organisations set up in Australia. BOSS Australia is one. And you can volunteer with them and fundraise and do education and get the messages out there to people in Australia.
Okay, and is there anything else listeners can do as well?
Yeah, if the listeners, obviously you can visit us here at Melbourne Zoo. We've got lots of great information and we have a Make a Difference area where people can learn a bit more about our conservation projects. You can also go to the BOSS website, which is www.orangutans.com.au, and learn a little bit about what they're doing to protect the orangutans. And another group which is really active in Australia is the Palm Oil Action Group. If they can look them up on the web and learn a little bit more about palm oil, and then talk to their family and friends about palm oil and see if they can help to make a difference.
Okay, beautiful. Now, for yourself, working with orangutans, first of all, why did you choose orangutans to work with?
And orangutans are the most amazing species. Once you've looked into the eyes of an orangutan, you're just looking back at your best mate. You get that instant connection with the species. My involvement started with orangutans when I started working at Perth Zoo and was lucky enough to work on the orangutan section. And then I went to Indonesia for 18 months and worked in a rehabilitation centre. And since then I've been hooked.
Fair enough. Now I understand, obviously, you learn a lot about orangutans while you're studying them and that type of thing. Have orangutans taught you anything, do you think?
I think they probably have. Orangutans are the most amazing thinkers. And if you watch them trying to solve a puzzle, they don't go into it straight away. You watch them, they sit back and they plan how they're going to solve the puzzle or the equation. And it's taught me, I think, to be a lot more relaxed and think things through before I actually jump into stuff.
Which, when you think about humans jumping in and, you know, doing things straight off the cuff and making a lot of mistakes, we could probably learn that from orangutans.
Yes, definitely.
Beautiful. Well, Fly, thank you very much for taking the time to have a chat to me today. It's great to know that Melbourne Zoo is not just doing something within Melbourne, but actually working in the bigger community or the worldwide community, and actually getting into Borneo and Sumatra to help the orangutans, and it's great to hear.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure.
Okay.
There you go. That was Fleur Butcher. She's the senior keeper of orangutans at the Melbourne Zoo, talking about the great things Melbourne Zoo are doing to help keep the orangutan populations existing. They are basically in big danger of being critically endangered due to the palm olive plantations, because of our need for palm oil. If you'd like to know more, you can go to zoo.org.au. You're on Joy 94.9. Adam Barrett.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.